live and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission, to use our voice to build our community. All-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Everybody's talking about the weather. It's going to turn better over the next few days. Paul Poteet has our forecast in just a moment. Dr. McCreese, bottom of hour in studio. We're going to talk about solar eclipse safety and more. And still missing in Muncie since February 3rd. We promised we would stay on that story. Steve Lindell here, live 8:06 in the morning Eastern Time for our listeners in other time zones. Hello, Chicagoland and Minnesota. Mama is listening too. I know Mom's wondering, what's the weather going to be like in Muncie, Indiana?
We're not starting as chilly as we started yesterday morning. We're going to end up milder also in the afternoon. High today of 66. It's a mostly to partly sunny forecast for both today and tomorrow. In between tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 45. 68 on Wednesday as we continue the climb. I think it'll also be up around 68 Thursday, but Thursday is still the day with showers and thunderstorms on and off at any point during the day, and they will peak on Thursday night, and then temperatures will fall sharply Friday morning as a cold front moves through. Most of the rain and storms look to be out of the way now by most of Friday. High of 56, and the weekend still looks good. 55 Saturday, only 48 for the high on Sunday.
Man, if you don't like the weather in Indiana, just wait a minute. It changes, jumps all over the place. Thank you, meteorologist Paul Poteet for WMUN. Silver alert update or three. The Alexandria and Fishers alerts were canceled yesterday. The Muncie one is still in effect for Ella Saylor, 15-year-old white female, missing since February 3rd now. I promised the Muncie police I would keep mentioning that. Please call the Muncie PD with any information about Ella's whereabouts. 765-747-4838. All right, now to an in-studio guest. The mayor of Muncie, Indiana, is Dan Ridenour, sitting right there. Welcome to the emergency room waiting area here, Mr. Mayor. You and I are both sort of a little under the weather, not with a bug or anything, no, but physically challenged. How are you feeling today?
I'm a seven.
Seven out of
10.
Okay, I was going to say out of 100.
That's no, out problem. Of 10. No, I'm doing fine.
You
doing
mentioned fine during the State of the City address that you were dealing with something, and I just wanted to make sure you were doing okay.
Still dealing.
The WMUN word of the day is being pushed across the counter here. Please work that into one of your answers today, if you would. and if you know how to pronounce it, please help me out, because I need a little help on that. The mayor of Muncie is in here. To talk about all things Muncie, Indiana. The fire station update. City Council took some action, and what's the next step on that situation?
Well, it's this has been a long process, which really creates a trichotillomania situation for me, where I'm trying to pull my hair out. It's just taking so long to get accomplished. But no, it has gone to the City Council, and after a little bit of discussion and answering some questions, they did move it to the next and final stage, which will be April 1st. So essentially what they're at the final stages of is approving the bond. We do have to create a bond in order to pay for it. 100% of it is going to be paid and backed by EDIT funds. The fire department has decided that they will pitch in some because they understand the needs for the firefighter safety, for the neighborhood safety, and they understand the age of those fire stations.
And remind everybody, the fire station number
six.
And that one's located
on MLK in McCullough Park.
Okay, gotcha. By the way, great job on using the word of the day that I can't pronounce, the definition, an abnormal desire to pull out one's hair. So well done there. Mayor Dan Ridenour, my guest. I'm Steve Lindell. Anything else notable that happened at the most recent City Council meeting?
Well, no, I appreciate the city council. They're definitely getting their feet wet. There's a couple of the things that are on the agenda for this coming that I know of that will be on the agenda in April. Be the second and final reading of the Kilgore Place Apartments, which is an 120-unit affordable complex, which needs council approval. And then I believe that Ball State will be sharing their development with the council as well on this next meeting, April
President
1st.
Mearns doing that, or is a minion coming? Have you heard? He'll send someone.
I believe he is sending someone who is an expert in those areas.
I got you. He has people for that. I have him later this week, so I'll see if I can get a little roust out of him. Muncie Mall, what's the latest that you know about that, and what are your hopes that that property will become or turn into in the end?
Yeah, I think I know one of their objectives is to right-size the mall. There's not a lot of companies out there. In fact, I don't know that there are any who are looking for 138,000 square feet of retail space. And even some that have had an interest have gone from their former stores were 70 and 80,000 square feet down to 24,000. It's so much more is happening online, and stores that communicate and work well with the public in both in-person and online don't need as much space. So I know they'll right-size some things. I think both the Sears and the Penney's will come down. But I think what you'll see is a lot more activity in the mall area, on that mall property. You'll see outlots built out with restaurants and other opportunities along McGalliard and probably and that whole L-shaped section between Outback and Panera Bread. I think you'll see several different new offerings there. Some could be restaurants, some could be other things. But I think you'll see the mall will shrink a little in size, become more right-sized. And I've seen this happen. My wife is from her family lives in Chatsworth, Georgia, which is the city right next to Dalton. And I saw this occur at the Dalton Mall. And one that was struggling had some empty big box spaces. Those got torn down, and it's now just filled with other opportunities along the road with the mall back behind. And the traffic is now very, very substantial.
Did it happen to be the same developer or just a different?
Yes, it is the same developer.
That's what you're talking about.
That's Hall Properties.
Okay, all right, very good. This is Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour on WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're talking about Muncie, Indiana Skate Park. Last time you were here, it was just about ready to cross the finish line as far as the blessing and the approval from the DNR. It was shortly after that, and I know you're probably very excited personally in your physical situation to be ready to get into that skate park as soon as it's ready.
Yeah, I will be certainly getting in there and watching others.
Got it. What's the timing like?
So we did receive the approval. So the final docs for putting it out for bid are in the process and are very close to being complete. I expect that will be out for bid sometime in March or April. It's a large enough that it would probably be 6 weeks for bids. And it should start this summer.
That's Westside Park.
That is Westside Park. It's the area between the basketball courts and Tillotson.
Okay, very good. Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour, my guest on WMUN. I don't know if you heard about what's happening on April 8th this year.
I have heard about that.
Have you? There's been some things in our news.
Yes.
What do you think?
So, you know, we are trying to make preparations, working with the county and emergency management on how do you maneuver the resources that we have as a city and a county to make sure people are moving in traffic as best you can.
Total solar eclipse, folks.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I set you up.
You did.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yes. Yeah, so we don't know how many to expect, but we know that we are one of the cities that has one of the longest periods of time, between 3 and close to 4 minutes. We will be totally black in the middle of the afternoon as the moon, it's the sun
moon
is blocked.
It's all blocked.
So we are making arrangements, and, you know, we hope that the weather is good and that people show up and they are here for the entire weekend and they will visit our stores and visit our restaurants and our parks. And so we're making those preparations.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour is my guest. Last time we heard from you was the State of the City address. Nice job at Cornerstone Center for the Arts. Lots to talk about and share and explain. We appreciate all of that. You reminded me that morning that I was not to go down Tillotson Avenue because of what AEP is needing to do, underground power lines and stuff. It wasn't hours later that I totally forgot what you said, and I went right down that very busy thoroughfare. It's slow and or stopped because they're doing important work. Tillotson, McGalliard, the two main drags in Muncie. You also mentioned what's next for those in your State of the City address.
I did, and we're thrilled that we were able to get this put together. So over the next 3 years, all of McGalliard and all of Tillotson will be redone. This year, Tillotson is being part of Tillotson. The northbound lanes will be replaced once AEP finishes, or Indiana Michigan Electric, completes their underground lines that have to be replaced. So that's about a mile section running from University North, and they will be repaving, and then we'll come in next year and pave the rest. So we were able to maneuver and work with the state and the federal government to get some additional grants so that we can help pay for those particular projects. It's very similar to what was done on Wheeling from Centennial North. Mm-hmm. To McGalliard. That was with federal assistance as well that the previous administration did. So we'll be doing half a part of McGalliard this year. That will be sometime after July 1st when that funding comes in. And we'll be doing Tillotson, finishing up Tillotson next year. And then the following year, we'll do the eastern section from Broadway out to the bypass on McGalliard. Right. So those big ones will be handled.
Last couple of items here. We're getting closer to spring. We're getting closer to the Prairie Creek ramp up. I saw who I call Grant Guy at a meeting recently, and I know he and they are getting excited for the upcoming stuff in and around Prairie Creek.
Yes, yes. So Prairie Creek, so we're fully occupied again.
Wow.
There could be a couple spots that might be available through a lottery system, but
we're talking docks or campgrounds.
We're talking both.
Oh, really?
It's been extremely full, but we're not able through Indiana American Water. We're not able to add any additional docks. But my understanding is that April 8th, the campground opens up. So those who have paid can move in, and those who have paid for their docks, that will be my understanding is May 1st.
Okay.
Is when the docks will be available, and then you can bring your boats anytime after that.
All right, very good. Did anybody think about putting a second level to the campground in? You know, like just, you know, just building up perhaps.
We did not pursue that option. It seemed like we might have some infrastructure problems.
It's a dumb idea that I just made up. That's why they didn't think about it. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Dan Ridenour, the mayor of Muncie in studio. More to come on WMUN.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy a $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. The best athletes don't just play the game, they change it. When it comes to investing, Gainbridge is doing the same. Their online platform does things differently because it's designed to put you in charge of growing your own savings. It's intuitive, it's easy, and best of all, it's on your terms. No wonder Gainbridge has earned the trust of 40% repeat customers. It's a better way to invest because it's investing your way. Get started today with as little as $1,000 at Gainbridge.io.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4-3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Accepting applications for the annual Hometown Heroes program. WMUN and WLBC put this together to take care of the needs of the community. Not-for-profits, 501c3s, receive a grant over $10,000 in publicity and airtime given to the winner for each month, and the application process is on through March 25. You can look for a link, I know, is at WLBC.com, WLBC.com, the website of one of the two stations that lead that approach. Hometown Heroes are selected shortly after the end of March and notified and then executed as such. 8:22, let's get a snapshot of our day today.
It's March 12th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Working Moms Day. For many of us, our mothers are both breadwinners and bread makers, educators, role models, and fixtures in our lives. So take a moment to appreciate how hard mothers work to make our lives a little bit easier. And while this may not be the traditional Mother's Day, perhaps you could help prepare dinner instead of breakfast in bed. If you are a working mom, today would be the perfect day to network with other working mothers, building your social network, and sharing mutual experiences. Also on this date, in 1912, Juliet Gordon Lowe formed the first Girl Scout troop in Savannah, Georgia, with 18 girls. Today, Girl Scouts number in the millions. And in 1947, President Harry Truman spoke before Congress about the need to stand up against the rise of communism. The speech would become known as the Truman Doctrine and begin the Cold War between the U.S. and Russia. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie. We're also the place for some basketball. Man, we're going to have another exciting weekend for the Indiana State Boys Tournament with two games to be heard in the Muncie area specifically and one in Anderson-Madison County. The Anderson game includes Liberty Christian in the 10 a.m. Central Time tip. And the reason it's central is because that's way up north in Michigan City. That's where Zach Johnson is going for the game versus Marquette Catholic. If you win that one, then you're in the championship game same day, 7:30 Central Time. That's the local time on the ground at Michigan City, way up north in Indiana. Closer to our areas, we're looking at Delta and Wapahani's games. The Delta team plays the noon tip-off at the Logansport Berry Bowl venue. That's about an hour and a half northwest of Muncie specifically. Mark Forrester will be there leading the call for us. And then at Lafayette, Jeff at the Marion Crawley Center. That's where Wapahani takes on North Judson St. Pierre. 10:30 in the morning is the tip time on the ground there in the Lafayette area.
And Rob Fisher's on that one. We're still locking down who is going to be on that call. We will announce that. If we haven't already, it's quite possible. Mark Forster has the sports talk show every day called the Power Hour, 4 to 5, this and every weekday afternoon. It's still tax time. I still haven't started ours, if Nancy is listening. See if we can get another tip here to help us fill those forms out correctly.
If you have large charitable deductions for 2023, you may want to check about an itemized deduction. That's because there were changes in 2021 limiting the amount for those taking the more common standard deduction. An individual taking a standard deduction on their 2023 return may claim up to $300 for charitable deductions. That number doubles to $600 for married couples filing jointly. Those with extensive donations can claim up to 60%, but must itemize. Watch the Big Money Show weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Brian Brenberg, Fox News.
And Fox Business reports at least three times a day, every weekday here on WMUN, including the one right after the market closed, to keep you up to speed with what is going on the markets that may affect your money. WMUN is News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We are the talk of Muncie. Before the end of the hour, we'll get to our local news summary. That has a lot in it this and every morning. I apologize for not getting to the summary yesterday. We were content heavy and simply couldn't fit it all in. I understand today is Tuesday, right? Yeah. A school board meeting tonight, I believe. The school board of trustees. We'll try to provide some coverage on that if time allows. Reporter Emily Guffey might get that assignment done and on the air tomorrow morning within our local news. We hope to have that. Tomorrow we will have for certain Dr. K as a guest, who will obviously attend the school board meeting as a member of the Board of Trustees, as the leader, the CEO, the top dog. The title gets so long. For Dr. Leanne Kwiatkowski from the Muncie Community Schools. 8:27, scheduled guest coming into our studio in the next segment, Dr. McCreese and solar safety coming up on WMUN.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Updates hourly on the talk of Muncie.
The new WMUN.
Justin here from AirServe Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer. Now is not the time to deal with heating issues. Is your furnace in need of attention? Right now you can own a new furnace for as little as $75 per month. That's right, just $75 per month. We also have 0% financing specials and up to $4,000 off a new heating and cooling system. We also offer free second opinions. Now's the time to save on your new system. Call AirServe Heating and Cooling at 747-1177 or online at airserve.com. Heil. Depend on us.
Hey folks, Kevin DeMerritt from Lear Capital. I've been warning you for some time about our $34 trillion debt bomb. When it blows, are you ready? I ask this question to investors every day. If you started retirement planning 20 years ago, how much more do you need now? Two times more? Four times more? Runaway debt is causing the purchasing power of your dollars to evaporate, and money printing is accelerating. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year just to pay interest on our debt. So I ask, are you prepared to wake up one day to find the value of your savings slashed in half? If not, there's an answer. Gold. Government won't stop printing money, but you can help protect your wealth. Start by calling 1-800-927-2400 for Lear's free report on rising debt and rising gold. It's one of those light bulb moments. And when you call, ask how you can get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Immunogenics, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text PIVOT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Immunogenics Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Immunogenics Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text PIVOT to 42424. That's PIVOT to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
8:30 on the button, and I mentioned to the mayor of Muncie a couple of minutes ago when he was in the studio, I said, April 8th, are you aware? And he laughed. He said, yes, very aware. That is the total solar eclipse, and we're very pleased and proud to have Dr. McCreese in the studio again this morning from the McCreese Vision Group in Muncie, talking about a lot of the safety parts of it and also the celestial greatness. Dr. McCreese, this is clearly going to be an exciting day for a lot of people locally in our area and a lot of visitors, too. Good morning to you and welcome into our studio again.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you. We want to make sure everybody is safe, especially as it relates to your line of work and keeping people safe as they interact with the sun properly. I'm worried about, and you probably are too, that a lot of folks out there might not know the safe and right way to be part of this. But it's all about the sun and the moon that day. You want to talk a little bit about the celestial fun that happens on April 8th?
Yes. First of all, it's extremely exciting to have this happening right over our sky. And it is going to be a beautiful event for the city and for the area. What I would like to emphasize is the safety aspect of watching the eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Please,
it's going to be a beautiful sight, but it has to be watched very carefully with the proper protective gear. If you do not have glasses that are made for this, eclipse glasses, you need to not watch the eclipse. Mm-hmm. Watching through a pinhole or through sunglasses could be completely devastating to your eyes. And I had the misfortune of actually witnessing that one time during my training, where I examined with my attending physician, a child that was blind in both eyes from watching the eclipse. And the reason for that is that when the sun is eclipsed by the moon, it's dark, so it's perfectly comfortable to look at the sun. But as the sun emerges from the side of the moon, our reflex, which naturally is there to look away, the aversion to the bright light that we have goes away because it's a slowly adaptive phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And we adapt to the increase in light exposure, and in the end, if we don't look away, we could have burns in our macula, in the center of our vision.
Mm-hmm. This is the moon moving in front of the sun.
Correct.
That darkness, the totality, how many moments does the totality last, roughly?
The maximum allowed by nature is 7 minutes.
Okay.
The maximum in this area that we're going to see is 4 minutes.
Okay.
And in Muncie in particular, it's going to be closer to 2 minutes and something.
Okay, very good. And for I suppose, and I don't mean to do your doctory stuff, but if you were to look at the moment of totality, that moment would be safe. But what you've just suggested and advised is don't do that because if you have no protection whatsoever, because eventually, in very short order, it's going to not be blocked anymore, and that could be when your eyes are negatively impacted in a very severe way.
Correct. And it's perfectly safe to watch the eclipse without protective gear while the sun is totally eclipsed by the moon. But the second it starts emerging, that's where the danger arises. And I want to emphasize that this is particularly important for children, and that children really need to be supervised, that they have the protective gear on the moment the sun starts appearing from behind the moon.
I understand the McCreese Vision Group has a gift for several thousand people. explain yes. that and what we're doing with this is great.
Yes, we have decided to help protect the community okay. by distributing 60,000 pairs of Eclipse glasses. And our marketing director, Julie Bandy, is here to talk about the plan.
So what is the plan, Julie?
Hello.
Yeah, tell
okay.
us how
Thanks
that's going to work.
Thanks for having us. First of all, I've been working with the fire departments in Muncie and Daleville, as well as the superintendents of Yorktown, as well as Muncie schools and some other schools. So we have set up a very nice distribution plan. You can go to our website, McCreeseVisionGroup.com/eclipse, to find all the locations that these glasses are going to be given for free. We can give up to about 2 to 4 per family. And there is an educational video on the website we encourage everyone to watch. But you can come to McCreese Vision Group. You can also go to Optical Insights, which is the office of Dr. Craig Coons, to pick up free glasses. Every fire station in Muncie, fire stations 1 through 9, Daleville, at Yorktown for the residents and the school, we are going to be distributing at Morrow's Meadow. And for the Muncie School Corporation, we are going to be at every Bright Ideas Night, as well as offering the glasses at the fire stations near the Muncie schools. So that's what we have set up for now. Please go to McCreeseVisionGroup.com/eclipse to check out where you can find your free pair
That's
of solar
fantastic.
Eclipse glasses.
That's great. Thank you for doing that for the community.
It's
you said 60,000?
60,000.
Sheesh.
Slightly less than the population of Muncie.
Wow. That is great. That is great. With respect to those solar eclipse glasses and all the other solar eclipse glasses that we see around. Again, I'm talking to an eye specialist here. I'm going to say for you, don't assume that just because somebody out there calls them eclipse glasses that they are necessarily the safe entity to have to protect you. Am I right?
Yes. The NASA recommends that anybody who purchases glasses or finds glasses
sure.
somehow
yeah.
Ensures that they are stamped with the International Standards Organization ISO 12132-2, I believe.
Yep, you're exactly right.
And
I'm looking at the NASA standard right here.
Okay, yeah, so that's very important because that is an international standard set for watching solar the eclipse or for watching the sun. Again, that doesn't mean you can watch the sun through those glasses for extremely long periods of time. I would recommend that within a minute or a minute and a half, you take them off and look away.
When I was much younger, stop, both of you, I saw your eyes. This happened, a total solar eclipse, a long time ago. Or maybe it wasn't even a total. It was probably a partial, but it was a really mostly total in that instant. I was in elementary school then. We went to the front sidewalk, and it was a science class project, and I remember it vividly. I hope it's an okay way to do it. What we did was, teacher said, 2 pieces of paper. We took 1 piece of paper, made a pinhole, okay? And you're nodding. You did it too. So you put the second, you put your back to the sun. Am I doing it right? Your back to the sun, in our case, in elementary school. You took the 2 pieces of paper, the one with the pinhole in front of the other one, you know, with some distance, and you watched the shadow of the eclipse happening over your shoulder, not looking at it, and it was so cool. You're nodding. You did that too. So is that a good way to maybe do it for littler kids or some others?
It's an okay way to do it because you're not looking at the sun.
Yeah.
You're looking at the reflection of the sun or you're looking at a projection of the sun. So the luminosity, the light intensity is reduced by an order of a magnitude of thousands. But you're missing the eclipse.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You're not looking at the eclipse. And I want to emphasize that 97% totality is nothing like 100% totality. So when you have 3% light, you don't even know the eclipse is happening unless you have the glasses on.
Okay.
And it's a huge difference. So we're fortunate to have the 100% totality right here in Muncie. When I was in school, we would take a candle and take a piece of glass and smoke the glass.
Huh.
And look through that. Completely unsafe.
That was before you had your training.
Yes, well, I was.
You were taking directions from someone else.
Yes.
I got it.
And I want to emphasize that the damage to the eyes can be very incremental.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not all or nothing. And even limited exposure to the sun will cause a small amount of damage that may not be discernible at this moment, but may manifest itself later in life as damage to the retina. So it's really important to protect our children.
Very good. Anything we haven't touched on before we let you go for today?
There's many things we haven't touched on, but I think we're out of time.
All right. Very good. Maybe we can have you in another time before this happens.
I would look forward to that.
Sponsor of WMUN and our Wolf Boom Radio Group, McCreese Vision Group, those solar eclipse glasses, as mentioned. You'll be able to find the link on our website after we get the audio posted later this afternoon. So you can find those and find your way and see clear. You see what I did there? To having a wonderful, safe time on April the 8th and beyond. We'll continue with more Delaware County Today in a moment on WMUN.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Say big on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. Explore all Menards LP Smart Side options in-store or on Menards.com, where you can check out all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Styles you like, prices you love, Walls Furniture.
Hey, sports fans, Craig Robbins with Walls Furniture. At Walls, furniture buying has never been better. Prices and wait times have receded. At Walls Furniture, 90% of our showroom is in stock. That's right, in stock. We do things better at Walls. You need furniture, you don't want to wait, you know where to go.
Come to Walls Furniture on Nebo Road. Come to Walls Furniture between Meyer and Menards.
Radio and TV stations throughout Indiana are now hiring, and a statewide broadcasting career fair is coming up on Saturday, March 23rd in Carmel, Indiana, just north of Indianapolis. Stations are filling jobs for journalists, sales teams, promotions, engineering, IT, and production. Make an impact that can be felt throughout your community. Your broadcast career starts here at the Broadcasting Career Fair. Get details and register now at indianabroadcasters.org.
The YMCA of Muncie invites you to join them for their annual Good Friday breakfast on March 29th at Horizon Convention Center at 7:30 a.m. Paralympic archer Jonathan Mize from Yorktown will be the guest speaker as he shares his faith journey with the community. This free event is open to the community and will include music, a breakfast buffet, and more. To register, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448. Again, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
March March 12th, 8:44 in the morning. NBC News reporting just seconds ago, consumer prices climbed 3.2% in February as the 2% goal remains elusive. It's the ninth consecutive month with inflation in the 3% range, just above the target that the Federal Reserve wants. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the Consumer Price Index climbed 3.2% in February. That report coming from NBC News just seconds ago. Now to our local news summary. These stories and more airing now on WMUN. Making the trip to solicit economic development. Why face-to-face is important, according to Delaware County Commissioner James King.
Not only are we going up against the other 91 counties we have in the state, but we're also going up against different states. Inox, I believe, was looking to go more up into Michigan than here. We've had other ones that was looking at South Carolina or even North Carolina.
In just the past 8 years, these efforts in Delaware County has built this.
We've seen $987 million in increased assessed value in Delaware County.
Say that again, please.
$987 million in the last 8 years. Those are verified numbers from Baker Dilley, the municipal advisor.
Brad Bookout, working for the commissioners on yesterday's 765businessjournal.com radio show. Replay it on WMUNMuncie.com.
More now on a story we first reported to you yesterday morning. Police identified the victim of Sunday morning's early morning crash on I-69 near Pendleton. They say 23-year-old Justin Tracy of Indianapolis rear-ended another vehicle and then exited his when he was struck by yet a third vehicle. Tracy was pronounced dead at the scene by the Madison County coroner. Brett Busby, WLBC News.
Cameron Blasek, a student at a high school in southeastern Indiana, always carries the American flag with him wherever he goes. Ryan Hedrick explains.
The American flag is proudly displayed on the back of Cameron Blasek's old Dodge 4x4. Cameron, a student at East Central High School in St. Leon, explained to the school that the flag represents the country and those who fought for it. The school told Blasek to remove the flag and he refused, and other students came to his defense and displayed flags on their cars. The school reversed the decision. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
He feels strongly about the U.S. southern border. Republican candidate for the 5th Congressional District, Lonnie Powell.
It is undermining our economy. You're going to see suppressed wages. It's putting a health strain on our health care system. It's putting a strain on our social services. And the border issue continues. The border continues to be wide open, and it's only getting worse. So you may not feel it today, but just wait.
Hear yesterday's conversation on WMUNMuncie.com. Great gift for a great reason. Peter Colleen has that story.
The Altruza Foundation of Muncie awarded a $10,000 one-time impact grant to Isaiah 117 House, a nonprofit building a house in Delaware County. Isaiah 117 House reduces trauma in foster children by providing a safe, loving transition from family removal to foster care placement.
By now, high school boys basketball fans know that Logansport, Lafayette, and Michigan City are the venues in focus, with Delta Wapahani and Liberty Christian being followed by our Wolf Boom Radio broadcast teams. Keep listening for the frequency streams and smart speaker instructions on all our stations. The power lines are not under attack, says afternoon anchor Peter Colleen.
Indiana Michigan Power will trim trees around transmission power lines in East Central and Southeast Indiana using an aerial saw, continuing for about 2 weeks. The work's routine maintenance, removing branches that can interfere with service reliability. You'll see crews at some point in various parts of Delaware County.
A new law taking effect in July will circumvent several local ordinances across Indiana regarding the sale of puppies in pet stores.
Indy, Bloomington, and Carmel are all places that had placed either restrictions or outright bans on selling puppies in pet stores, but a bill signed by the governor last week will overturn those ordinances, much to the disapproval of Samantha Chapman, who heads up the Indiana office of the Humane Society of the U.S.
Pet stores don't take back their puppies, and so oftentimes when these dogs are surrendered, they go to our local shelters.
Talking to Wish TV, State Rep Bo Baird, who wrote the bill, says it places new requirements for responsible breeding and selling of puppies in Indiana. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
It happened again in Delaware County. Kimberly Twigg pled guilty to dealing in a controlled substance resulting in death, a level one felony. Delaware County Prosecuting Attorney Eric Hoffman said in a statement, to date, nine drug dealers have been found guilty in Delaware County by juries of that offense. And this marks the second time in Delaware County that a drug dealer has pled guilty to the crime. The takeaway is this: if you deal drugs in Delaware County and one of your customers dies as a result, you will be held accountable, unquote.
The week ahead.
Tuesday, the special counsel investigating President Biden's handling of classified documents is expected to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. Robert Hur ultimately decided against pressing charges, saying in his findings he found the president had trouble with his aging memory, including recalling dates and details. Wednesday, free agents in the NFL can officially be signed, taking one step closer to the beginning of the football season. Notable names include quarterbacks Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson. Friday, Swifties can get another taste of the Eras Tour. The Taylor's version of her concert film premieres on Disney Plus with added songs including Cardigan and an acoustic version of Maroon. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
His name is Jasper, and he's 13 years old. On Thursday night, he was at an event where Hoosiers donated $2 million for the new Women and Children's Tower at Ascension St. Vincent.
He's my true hero, and the fact that he actually gets to be recognized and given an actual award from a really famous guy is just super cool.
That's Jasper's mom, Heather Young. The hero that she's talking about is NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning, who handed Jasper the award. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
Another Chamber Award feature with WLBC reporter Brett Busby.
More from last week's Madison County Chamber Awards when the Keith Pitcher Character in Business Award went to Executive Director of Madison County Corporation for Economic Development, Rob Sparks.
I think the focus, trying to grow community and build it, is kind of the primary goal that's driven me in this role.
Sparks sits on many committees and is a supporter of early childhood development. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
The city of South Bend is considering purchasing Kelly's Pub, which has been a troublesome spot when it comes to shootings of late. The goal would be to improve the area by the farmers market nearby. The pub has a sketchy history due to several shootings and fights since 2019 that have had the cops frequenting the place. The city's common council has the purchase of the pub on its agenda for tonight. They would demolish the pub if they buy it. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Later this week, a nice sign of spring, says WLBC reporter Peter Colleen.
Minnetonka Tristan Museum and Gardens, in partnership with Second Harvest Food Bank and Red Tail Land Conservancy, holding a seed swap and giveaway event scheduled for March 16th, 9 a.m. to noon. The event, an opportunity for attendees to exchange seeds, including a diverse selection of native flowers and vegetables, all provided free of charge while supplies last.
Community Hospital Anderson and Bloom Madison County are collaborating for a community event tomorrow. Join Bloom and Community Farm Manager Michael Hodge for a seed giveaway and growing education plant start workshop. The event is free and open to the public 5 to 7 p.m. at the Community Farm, 1711 Medical Arts Boulevard, behind Community Hospital Anderson. Brett Busby, WLBC News.
A reporter and anchor Brett Busby doing fantastic work for us. We appreciate his efforts and everyone's efforts behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. Tonight we have, actually this afternoon, our first ever open interview event at our building on the south side of Muncie, 800 East 29th Street, Muncie, Indiana, 47302, if you want to put it in your phone and Google it. The event is from 4 to 6 p.m., at which time we will have open interviews for a lot of great positions that we have available. Full-time on-air, part-time on-air reporter positions. We also have a technical engineering assistant, Sean Mattingly, whose nickname is Shaq, by the way. Have you seen his Facebook videos? He's very skilled in the backyard on his court. Anyway, you can help him out and learn a lot along the way. Account executives, too. Or as I like to say,
account executives, as we hold our pinky up.
Seriously, we're hoping to see a lot of smiling faces. Bring your resume. No appointment needed. We'll do a brief interview to say hello and let you know if there are next steps involved. We wish you very good luck. Emily Guffey does not need to apply. My producer in the Axia Command Center. I'm Steve Lindell. Back again tomorrow morning, 8 to 9 a.m. every day on the Talk of Muncie, WMUN.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal. Economic development news for Delaware County, Indiana. A product of WMUN, the Talk of Muncie. Jay Chapman, president and CEO of Woof Boom Radio, said, "This effort is just another expression of how we are investing in the community in a way that drives business growth and opportunity in Muncie and Delaware County." Sponsored in part by Minnetrista, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, IU Health, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College. How to get there? Go to MuncieJournal.com and click the link for the all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal.
Folks ask, Salty Pete, what's the best part of being a pirate? Hello? It's all the buried treasure. I've been following this here treasure map all day. Time to dig. Oh, I once knew a lesson, old trolley with...
Arr! You just hit a power line.
Contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before picking up a shovel. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by the station.
This is the Talk of Muncie, the new WMUN. I'm meteorologist Paul Poteet. But if you liked yesterday's temperatures, you'll like them even more today as we roll up to 66 for the high. And the sky should be sunny to mostly sunny. We may get more clouds by afternoon. And tonight, partly cloudy, low of 45. Mostly to partly sunny for Wednesday. The high jumps to 68. Still looks like rain and storms by Thursday.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Robert Hur testifies for the House Judiciary Committee this morning about his special counsel report on President Biden's mishandling of classified documents.
They were found in a badly damaged box in the president's Delaware garage, surrounded by household items. But Hur gives this reason for not prosecuting President Biden. At trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury as he did during our interview of him as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Ariel Henry says he will resign as Prime Minister of Haiti.
After fleeing the country while armed gangs run the streets there, he will now turn over authority to a transitional council. This all comes hours after Secretary of State Antony Blinken held an emergency meeting in the Caribbean and pledged millions of dollars to support Haiti.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Consumer inflation February comes in at 3.2% year over year. America's